We are living in the end times. The church has to understand the times and know what to do. The Bible contains prophecy about current and future events. Join Reverend I.T. Matura as he does an exposition of the book of Revelations.
Greetings, saints. Welcome to an exposition of the book of Revelation with Reverend I.T. Matura. We continue on our journey of studying the book of Revelation as we go chapter by chapter and as we dig into the word of God, that we may get understanding revelation and we may get wisdom to apply in our present time and in the times to come. I want you to get your Bible now and get your notebook. Open your Bible on chapter 7 where we are going to be studying. This is lesson 8 and I believe it will be a blessing to you. Now I'm going to do an overview first, then we're going to look at the lessons that we draw out of this chapter. Now we've just come from lesson 8. We're looking at chapter 6 where the seals of the scroll were being opened, and we saw that tribulation had just been unleashed on earth. This is a prophecy of the time to come. Now in chapter 7 we see here John says after the seals, six seals had been opened, and John sees four angels who were on the four corners of the earth, and these angels were holding back the four winds that wanted to come on earth. And another angel came from the east carrying a seal of the Lord, and he cries out to the four angels not to harm the earth until the servants of God have been sealed. So we see this in verse 1 to verse 3. So these angels are holding the wind, and this wind wants to blow on the earth, but an angel comes and says, hold on until there is a seal to mark the servant of the Lord. Now I want you to see now that in this season, as we said before, the church has been removed from the earth and the time clock of Israel has begun again. And you see what happens now as we look at verse 4 to verse 8. John saw 144,000 of the children of Israel from all the tribes of Israel, and they were sealed by this angel, and 12,000 from each tribe. So out of each tribe of the 12 tribes of Israel, 12,000 were sealed by the angel. And this is the remnant of Israel that is sealed by God, even in a time of tribulation, because God has promised to preserve them and to protect them, that even in a time of tribulation, he sends an angel to seal his servants in Israel. 12,000 from each tribe. Now, there is a teaching that is a wrong teaching that has been taught, and you might have heard it in some circles, that this 144,000 is the number of the people who get to heaven. And that's heresy. That's wrong. Because here the Bible specifically specifies that these 144,000 are of the nation of Israel. And it is a remnant, and these are on earth here. They are sealed on earth as a time of tribulation, exactly what the Bible says. You read it for yourself there in from verse 4 to verse 8. But from verse 9 to 12, the Bible then says after this, so with transition now, we were looking at the earth, but John then transitions and looks into heaven. There is another scene that takes place in heaven, and John sees saints in heaven from every nation, tribe, people, and tongue, standing before the throne. They could not be numbered. The number was beyond counting. John could not number them. And they were wearing white robes and holding palm branches. They worshipped God with a loud voice. You read that in verse number 10. They were worshipping God with a loud, loud voice. The four living creatures and the 24 angels, 24 elders, and the angels join in the worship. Verse 10 says of chapter 7, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Now, that part, verse 10, is worship of the saints, because it is only those that have been redeemed that can personify worship, because they say, salvation belongs to our God, which sitteth on the throne, and unto the Lamb. Then verse 11 says, and all the angels stood right about the throne and about the elders and the four living beasts fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped God. Verse 12 says, saying amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. So this is a magnificent scene in heaven. Then this also shows you that that story of saying there are only 144,000 in heaven is very wrong, because the Bible then says he sees a scene in heaven now, and there was an innumerable number of saints that could not be counted from every tribe, from every tongue, from every nation, from every language. No matter where you are from, you might be from deep Duchwa, deep Cholocho, your tribe will be found in heaven. The Bible says every tongue, every nation, every tribe is there, and they are worshiping before the throne of God, and they are numerous before the throne of God. Verse 18 to 17. The elders then talks. One of the elders answers the question that John had in his mind. So when John sees this scene in heaven, he has a question, but he doesn't ask it. But the elder picks his question in his mind and he reveals to him and says, these are they that have come out of the great tribulation. They've washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Now they minister before the throne of God in his temple day and night. These are those that have been under suffering here on earth, but they've washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Only the blood can wash us clean. Robes way of life, speaking of righteousness, we can only be made righteous by the blood of Jesus. And the Bible says day and night they are now in the temple of God. You see that there is a heavenly temple in heaven right now. That's why when Moses was told to make the tabernacle, God said to him, make according to the pattern I am going to show you. He wasn't supposed just to make his own pattern that he thought of. There was a pattern from heaven. That's why whenever we do ministry or minister to God, we must be sure to follow the heavenly pattern, because there is a pattern. Even when Solomon was building the temple, the plans were left by David, because David was given the pattern by God. So there is a pattern, because there is a temple already in heaven, and the earthly was a shadow of that which was in heaven. Now from verse 18 to 17 also, we read there and it says, they shall hunger no more, that's verse 16, neither thirst anymore, neither shall the sunlight shall the sun harm them or the heat. Verse 17, for the lamp which is in their midst, in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, shall lead them unto the living fountains of water, and God shall wipe all their tears from their eyes. It talks of a glorious thing that now in heaven the saints are comforted. They shall not hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Neither shall the sunlight on them or there be heat that will harm them. The lamp will take care of them and feed them and protect them. That is the blessing and the comfort that the saints are given by God when they minister now before the throne of grace. What a glorious thing. What a blessing it is. It is something that should motivate us, Father God, to hold on to our faith despite the challenges, despite the difficulties, despite what we go through, to know that there is comfort in God. In the end, we will be comforted. In the end, we will be at a place of comfort where we will minister to God, and there will be no tears, there will be no crying, there will be no weeping. It will be joy after joy, peace. It will be the fullness of joy in His presence manifested. Now, we want to look at seven lessons that we learn from this chapter. Now, lesson number one, the clock of Israel will start again during tribulation when the time of the Gentiles are complete. You remember in the previous chapters I told you that there is a time clock for the Gentiles, and it says the times of the Gentiles, they shall continue to tread upon the temple until the times of the Gentiles have come to an end. Now when the time of the Gentile comes to an end, the time of Israel will begin. Now there's a prophecy given by Daniel in Daniel 9 and verse 24, the prophecy of 70 weeks. It says, 70 weeks have been determined unto thy people upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sin and to make reconciliation for their iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and the prophecy, and to anoint the Most Holy. Now, we don't have time to deep into this prophecy. If God allows us, we'll do another series on the book of Daniel. But it is Daniel who prophesied the 70 weeks on Israel. And when you start the biblical prophecy, you know that 69 weeks have already passed for Israel. And the clock stopped. When it stopped, the times of the Gentiles kicked in. The times of the Gentiles have been there since the destruction of the temple, AD 70 around there, until now we're in the times of the Gentiles. But when the church is removed and tribulation kicks in, the times of the Gentile will have come to an end, and the clock of Israel will start again. And the last week is what we have, which is the time of tribulation. Each day in the week represents a year. So it will be 7 days for 7 years. So those are the times that begin to take place. That's why you see that there are 144 that are sealed by God, the remnant of Israel from each tribe in this time, because the clock of Israel now has begun to tick again, and God is dealing with Israel again as a nation. Number two, God will save a remnant from each tribe of Israel, as he has promised in Old Testament prophets. So God has promised Israel that he will redeem them and he will save them. No matter how much he has scattered them, he has a promise that he has made, a prophecy to redeem them and to save them. Paul talks about this also, that what has happened to us, Romans 11 verse 25, for I should not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, it's a mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that the blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. Verse 26 then talks of all Israel being saved, and we see there in book of Revelation 7, all Israel in terms of all the tribes being represented in that remnant, 12,000 from each tribe that are sealed by God not to be harmed during the time of tribulation. Now, lesson number three, God will show mercy even in a time of tribulation. He will show mercy. So even in a time of his wrath, he will show mercy. He begins by showing it to the remnant. Now, the Bible says of God, I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. So God, that's the nature of God, that's his divinity, to show mercy on whom he wants to show mercy on. And we see that even in a time of pain and suffering, in a time of difficulty and a lot of suffering, he will show mercy to his people because he is a merciful God. Lesson number four, the church in heaven will include all nations, people, tribes, and tongues. God will save all people. He is not a respecter of persons. No matter where someone comes from, their background, their tribe, their language, salvation is open to all. So in heaven, the church will include everybody. Now, Zalwan, if you have a problem with certain tribes and certain people and certain nations here on earth, you better get used to them, because in heaven we shall be all one family together. We shall not be saying you are from there, you are from China, you are from Japan, you are from Zimbabwe, you are from South Africa, you are Zulu, you are Ndebele, you are Changan, all that thing will cease, because we will be one big family, washed by the blood of Jesus. And that's what the church should be even here on earth. We are one big family that has been joined together by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lesson number five, the blood of Jesus is the key requirement needed to make it to heaven. For you to be made able to make it to heaven, there is no other person. It is not money. It is not wealth. It is the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen to what the Bible says in Revelation 7 and 14. And he said unto him, said, thou knowest, and he said to me, these are they which have come out of the great tribulation. They've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Where have they washed their robes? In the blood. And it is the blood that gave them the qualification to be in heaven. It is only the blood that is passport to take us to the throne room of grace. The blood, Azalan, the blood. It is the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb. It is that blood when it washes us, when it cleanses us, It is that which takes us before the throne of God and gives us access into heaven. That is the thing when we get to the doors or the gates of heaven, when they ask us, why should we let you in? It's not anything that we have done. All we can say is the blood of the Lamb will speak better than you can speak for yourself. Lesson number 6, the saints will worship before the throne of God in heaven. We see a thing there. So if you are here, Pastor Luan, you need to know how to worship God. Because in heaven, worship is going to continue. You see there, seen in verse number 10, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. With a loud voice. If you are someone who cannot take loud worship, I don't know, you better get used, because in heaven, imagine the millions. The Bible says they could not be counted, the saints. And with a loud voice, they all lifted their voices and they say, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. What a glorious sound it will be in heaven when the saints worship together and they magnify the name of the Lord. The last lesson is the saints will minister before the throne of God in heaven. So in heaven, as I learned, it's not just worship. We will serve God. We will minister to God. There is ministry that we do in heaven to minister unto God. We will serve Him while we are there. The Bible says in Revelation 7 and 15, therefore they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. They serve Him day and night before His throne in His temple. So we are to serve Him, Father Lord. That is what we will do. That is the joy of our life, to serve God for the rest of our days. And we will do that in all eternity. That whatever God desires of us, that is what we will do. So why don't we start here on earth? When God has called us to serve, why are you setting aside, not giving God time? There is no better job here on earth that you can do better than serving God. If you have been running away from the call of God, if you have been avoiding the call of God, I am making an invitation to you today that there is no better thing you can do with your life than to serve God. Surrender yourself to God and serve Him, and serve Him well. It is a blessing to minister unto God. It is one of the things that we are going to be doing when we get to heaven. We will be serving God with joy, with love, with peace, with celebration, with the fullness of His presence in our midst. Let us pray together as we end this lesson today. Heavenly Father, we thank You this day as You have given us revelation from Your Scripture. You have shown us that God, You are a God of mercy, that even in times of wrath, You are merciful. And those that are Yours, Father, You know them, and You know how to deliver them. We thank You, Heavenly Father, that God, even during this time that You have given us, we pray for grace and we pray for mercy, that God, we may know what to do and we may understand the times and the seasons like the children of Issachar, and that God, we may use time wisely and we may maximize it to serve Your God. I pray that God, we lay our lives before You, that God, our lives, we may use the rest of our days, our years here on earth, to minister to You, to serve You, God. My God, that we may be vessels of honor that You can use for Your glory. We thank You, Heavenly Father, and we pray for the wisdom to apply this word practically into our lives. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. We continue again tomorrow. We're looking at chapter number 8. Take your Bible and get ready on this journey. We are continuing. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more of these teachings, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 355 0334.